Increased building heights and more housing options, including tiny homes and suites in homes and yards, are proposed in the City of Red Deer's revised land use bylaw. This draft zoning bylaw will be considered for first reading at Monday's City Council meeting. Emily Damberger, manager of City Planning and Growth, said the update to the bylaw, originally written in 1990, is focused on reducing restrictions, streamlining standards, allowing more uses in all zones, and to allow for more housing options for people at all ages and stages of life. Among the proposed changes is greater flexibility for development applications, including increased building heights. There are also more gentle density options to provide increased housing options, including house suites, backyard suites, tiny homes, and duplexes. The proposed new regulations would gently transition existing neighborhoods to maintain character and yet allow for more uses in each zone. As well, 11 residential districts would be reduced to 9 zones. 7 commercial districts would be reduced to 6 zones and 5 industrial districts would become to 3 zones. What is not changing in the proposed bylaw are character statements, the older Wiscasso and Woodley neighborhoods, as well as signage regulations and any property with existing regulations. This bylaw is large, but at the heart of our review was to enhance readability and public understanding of the document, said Damberger. Residents and developers should notice simplified language, and a user-friendly format. These updated were proposed after a public participation process, where Red Deerians provided their input on what they would like to see in the bylaw, to meet the needs of our community right now and moving forward. The What We Heard report CA be read online at reddeer.ca/lubreview. The proposed land use bylaw or zoning bylaw can also be viewed in its entirety on the same site.